of my hand. He's telling you that's security. And the next verse, my Father, which gave me, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out my Father's hand. I am my Father, all one. And Lord, I thank you for your word this morning. Lord, let this word be sealed. Let the word, God, be moved by your power all over the airway to touch the hearts, men and women, girls and girls, in the name of Jesus. Father, I love you. And God, I thank you for your word. Until we meet again, let Jesus be with you. God love you, and I do too. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you for tuning in today to the Getting to Know Him broadcast with Pastor Elvira Brevel of the Trinity Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. To correspond with Pastor Brevel or to send a love offering, go to $ShalondaNobles. That's $ShalondaNobles. Be sure to tune in for the next Getting to Know Him broadcast.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Nagatik. Stay tuned and focused and let words of life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Thank you, Lord God, for sanctifying us, for filling us with your Holy Spirit, for calling us out and making us holy and righteous before you, not by our own act, but by the acts that took place on the cross of Calvary, through Jesus dying for our sin and raising up on the third day by your power and your Spirit. Father, we thank you right now for this day. We pray, God, first off, that you would just touch and bless those and keep those that are in the path of these storms that have arisen and coming against those people. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your protective power, for you being a shield and a buckler to them, a place of refuge in the time of trouble. We thank you now. Father, we ask you, Lord God, that you would just help us and build us. Let us all come together and be what we can be to each other, Lord God, and teach us to bear one another's burdens. Father, on today, we thank you, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit who's here guiding us and giving to us what belongs to you. We thank you for your word, Lord, that strengthens and sustains us. We thank you, Father, for your blood, the blood of Jesus that you've given to be shed for the remission of sin, that we might be cured and cleansed and that we might be covered and connected, Lord, to you. We thank you, Lord. Father, we ask you, Lord, that you give me clarity of thought and precision of speech. Let me speak from the voice of God and from the Spirit of God and not preach from my soul or neither from my own mind. But, Lord, let me preach from that which the Spirit gives that comes from heaven. Father, we thank you right now. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you would touch everyone, each one, the greatest to the smallest, God, that you would do something in their life. If there's a devil loose in their life, bind him. If there's an enemy that is trying to attack them, fight for them. Father, if there's some devil that is trying to come into their life to oppress them, Lord, make sure that you'll be a battle axe in a time of battle for them. And God, we thank you right now. Father, thank you for a word that will cause the devil to be horrified and terrified. But also, Lord, let it be a word that will leave us here glorifying your name. Father, we thank you now for all that you're doing, what you're going to do. Father, we give you glory now and praise. And Lord, we'll join in with the many-winged seraphim and the many-eyed cherubim to chant and declare one to another that you're holy, God. You're holy, God. You're holy. And your glory fills the earth. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you now. Let everyone that believe that say amen. 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 So I want to deal with this and talk to you and to me and to whoever. My voice is yielded to the Holy Spirit, so my heart and my mind also, so that he could speak to us from this thought that would come from verse 2 of this chapter 3 of Exodus, part B of that, the very last part. And the bush was not consumed. Amen. And the bush was not consumed. Amen. I'm not just existing. I'm on fire. I'm not just making it through. I'm on fire. I'm not barely getting there. I'm on fire. I'm not trying to make it. I got power. Somebody say power. I'm on fire. Anybody else on fire? Say, I'm not just patty caking. I'm not just tiptoeing. I'm on fire. Anybody in the house can tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, you're looking at somebody who are not just barely making it, but I'm on fire. I'm not just existing. I'm on fire. Say, yeah. I'm on fire. Yes, I am. Don't care how bad it gets. Don't care how dry it gets in my life. Oh, Lord, help me. See, some of us, we're in a dry place, but I'm still on fire. Some of us, we're in a barren place, but I'm still on fire. I'm on the backside of it. What does that mean, being on the backside of it? It means I'm way off from my deliverance. I'm on the other side of going through this mess. I'm so far away from the green pastures, but I'm still here. I'm not consumed. I'm far away from where I come from, but I'm not consumed. Anybody in the house, say, I'm the bush, and I'm not consumed. The bush is not consumed. And Moses said, I'll turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush is not burnt. We got some people. Moses here is representing folks who are running from their sin. They're trying to hide their sin. You got some folks that need to see you burning. Because Moses said, I need to see why. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I need to see why he hadn't thrown in the towel. I need to see why she hasn't just given up the ghost. I need to see why the church, it still goes on after all we've been through. I wish I had somebody. I need to see why. Somebody's saying this. They're saying, I need to see why you're able to keep on going when it seemed like you should have burned out a long time ago. Y'all with me here? Moses said, I need to see why. And so what happened here is God took a miracle in the bush. See, he'll take a miracle in your life to draw somebody to him. Lord, have mercy here. Look at what it says now. This is a great sight, Moses said. Verse 4, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses, he said, here am I. Look at what happened here. It's a setup. God is so in control that he decided that, this bush had nothing special about it. It was nothing particular about the bush except it wasn't burning up. God chose to use a bush at an opportune moment. See, God will choose to use your life at an opportune moment. Just spontaneously, God will put you on display and use your life to show people that he can keep you in the midst of the fire. God said it. He said, Moses said, I'm gonna go over and see what the bush, what's going on with the bush so I can figure this thing out. And some people are trying to figure your life out, trying to figure out why in the world they still keep on keeping on. Why in the world do they keep praising God in the midst of the trouble? Why they can laugh and smile and don't look sad while they go through the mess that they're... Lord, y'all don't hear me. How you can get up and still go to work looking good when I know what's going on at your house? Oh my God. Yeah. How in the world can you still get in the car you drive and I know you broke? Come on and say amen here. How in the world you can keep on getting up and you ain't complaining about the light bill? You ain't complaining about the car note? You ain't complaining about how you gonna pay the next day? And I know that you got to be struggling, but you're the bush because you ain't burned out. You keep coming back. You keep, oh, come on. I'm resilient. I'm not letting the fire burn me up because God is, okay, I'm gonna get, okay. Now, the one thing I like about this is that the angel was in the flame that's in the fire. I like that. Let me go back to some more here. But when I looked at it, he says that in verse 4, and the Lord turned aside to see, and he called Moses out of the midst of the bush. Now, the angel is in the midst of the flame that's a part of the fire. But God is not in the flame. God is in the bush. Y'all don't hear me. Look, read it. He says, and when the Lord saw, he turned aside to see. God called him out of the midst of the bush. You're the bush. And the reason why the fire can't burn you up is because God is in you. The Bible said, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Come on and shout hallelujah. If God is in it, there is no limit. I wish I had some people in the house that said that I'm more than a conqueror because he loves me. I wish I had a few folks that said that I'm in him and he is in me. It is in him I live, I move, and I have my being. Do I have anybody that said God is on the inside? So come hell or high water, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard. Anybody in the house understand what I'm saying? That no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper because God is on the inside. Do I have anybody? Just when Jesus went to the cross, they couldn't kill him because God was on the inside. When he went to the grave couldn't hold him because God was on the inside. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Oh, yes. God called Moses, but it didn't call him from the fire. He said, I'm calling him from a bush. I'm calling him from something that could burn up. I'm calling him from something that could burn out. I'm calling him from an ordinary desert bush. I'm calling him from something that seemed to be able to be changed by whatever it gets into. Come on, do I have a witness? So what God is doing, God is calling people by your life. God is speaking to people out of your voice. God is giving you thoughts so you can do something for folks. Do I have anybody? Come on and shout yes and give God some praise. Oh, come on and give him glory. Come on and give him praise. A few more. I just got a few more. Few more minutes. Won't be long. Few more minutes. I think I gave you pretty much all I had. Some of y'all ain't said nothing yet. But that's all right. I ain't gonna worry about y'all. The few folks that did, though. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because I'm the bush. Some of y'all ain't look yet. I came to let you know that God is doing some miracles. I came to let you know if you draw near to him, he can do something for you. Let's look at what happened. Let's look in verse 4. He called Moses. And he said, here am I. Here I am. Verse 5 said, and he said, draw not nigh hither. First off, let me tell you something, Moses. You don't really know where you're at. He didn't know where he was. He didn't know. He said, first off, you don't know where you're at, but I know where you're at. Ain't God good that he knows exactly where you are? You're on the brink of a breakthrough and don't even know it. God does not have to warn you before he bless you. Do you know that? God can bless you whenever he gets ready to bless. He does not. Look, God can change things, and he don't have to remind you or tell you or give you some kind of sign that he's about to change something. When you realize how sovereign God is, he doesn't have to warn you to bless you. He doesn't have to tell you when he's about to change you. Oh, I was minding my own business. I was doing my sin, the things I like to do. And I said, Lord, I love doing this. I even tried to make a deal. Lord, I'll catch up with you later. He said, but you don't know where you are. But I know where you are. Every time I drink, every time I get out of my mind, high or drunk, whatever, I would sit there and the Lord would talk to me. I know somebody said he don't talk to sinners, but he talked to this one. And he said, now you know you can't go too much longer with that. He said, no, we ain't making no deals. I already told you what I want. I wish I had somebody. You got to understand that God knows where you are. And he doesn't have to warn you to come into your life. He doesn't have to warn you to change your life. He doesn't have to warn you and ask permission for you. I wish I had some. He didn't ask permission to wake me up. He didn't, oh Lord, have mercy in the house. He don't have to ask permission to get your attention. He just burns the bush and all you can do is say, wow, look at what God, look at what God is doing over here. Look at what God, Moses turned aside to see what was going on with the bush. And sometimes he's going to use you as the bush. Verse 5. He told Moses, don't come over here yet. But first, you got to do something. Moses, put off your shoes from off your feet. For the place where you stand is holy ground. Moses, you've been walking in sheep manure every day. But not only are you walking in sheep manure, but you've been walking in the sand of the desert, so it's caked up on your feet. So I can tell where you've been. And I don't want you to bring that mess with you when you come meet me. Y'all with me here? Now God, Moses chose to be a shepherd. It's some things we choose to do. But God said, you can't bring that mess. Come on, you got to kick off your shoes. Somebody need to kick off their shoes today. I ain't talking about literally, but you need to kick off your shoes because you got sand caked up in there and you got manure caked up in there. And sometimes you ever walked in mud and manure and stuff, and sometimes your feet get heavy. Moses, I'm trying to give you some relief. Kick off your shoe. That stuff is too heavy. That's why you worn out in this walk, because you carrying stuff that you don't need on your feet. You got some weight that you need to kick off and let go of. You got some stuff that you need to get rid of. Some Moses, before you come any closer, get rid of your shoes so you can come on holy ground. Do I have anybody that say, I'm going to be like Moses? I'm going to kick off this manure. I'm going to kick off this dirt. I'm going to kick off this sand, and I'm going to approach God. I'm going to walk barefooted through the sand and get to God. Do I have anybody that say, I'm going to approach God, and God is in the bush, so no longer am I looking at the fire, but I'm looking through the fire, and I see God speaking. Do I have anybody that said, I'm not letting somebody else hear God for me, but I'm going to hear God for myself? I can't go to the priest and tell the priest about it. I gotta become a priest. The Bible says, according to Peter, we are a holy nation. We are a royal priesthood. Come on and shout yes. Who's supposed to show the praise of him that brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light? Come on and give him praise. Anybody in the house, say, I'm going to kick off these shoes. It's extra weight. I don't need them where I'm about to go. In other words, let me tell you what happened. God said, Moses, I know you've been keeping Jethro's sheep, but no longer will you be a sheep herder. No longer will you be a shepherd to an animal, but you're going to be a shepherd to my people. What God was saying, let me change your shoes. Anybody in here want to let God change your shoes? Say yes. Say yes. No longer will you walk with sheep, but you'll walk with my people. Come on and shout yes. Come on and give God praise. Moses, where you're standing is holy ground. Come on and give praise to the Most High God. Is God all right when he take you from being a shepherd and make you a leader of people? Come on and give God praise. He changes your profession. He changes your life. No longer do you walk around. Come on and shout yes. With just bread for the sheep. But now you got bread from heaven. Do I have anybody? Come on and shout glory. So why is it that God got Moses' attention, changed his shoes, gave him a new rod, or better yet, a new staff, and told Moses, go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. See, you got some people, whether it's your family members, whether it's your co-workers, whether it's folks that don't like you, that God is telling you to go tell the devil, go tell Pharaoh, go tell the government, let my people go. Anybody here up for the task to say, I got my staff in my hand, go let my people go? Somebody say yes. What happened to Moses? If you read in the text, he said, but God, I stutter too much. But God, I can't speak that well. God said, that's all right. Let Aaron go with you. But Moses said, no, Aaron can't talk. You call me. That's why he told Pharaoh, let my people go. Say yeah. Anybody here got an ailment? God still want to use you. Anybody here got some imperfections? God still want to use you. Anybody here still got some thorns in your flesh? God wants to use you. Say yes. Say yeah. Won't God fix it? Won't God bless you? Won't God give you a new pair of shoes? Say yeah. Won't God change your life if you take off your shoes and meet him on holy ground? Won't God do it? Say yeah. Say yeah. I know the Lord. He'll change your life. He'll make you something that nobody ever thought you'd be. Moses was a murderer. Moses was a vagabond. Moses was running. He was a runaway. But God said, not no more. Don't you run away. You go tell the folks that you've been running from that I am the God. Moses said, who shall I say? Send me to them. I am that I am. What do you mean? I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'm the God that flung the stars in the sky. I'm the God that took the world like a basketball, put it on my finger, and made it spin. I'm the God that put the sun in its socket. Say yes, say yes. We ought to believe as long as we got God down on the inside. God is in us and we are in him. Say yes, say yes. So the same God that raised Jesus from the dead is the same God that fills me up, that fixes me up, that picks me up and turn me around. He's the same God. Somebody here need to say yes. I know the Lord will make a way. Yes, he will. I know the Lord will fight my battles. Say yes, him. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Say yes. Tell somebody the bush is burning, but not consumed. Say yes. Shout glory. Shout glory. Our glory, our glory. Tell your neighbor, say neighbor, that's the wrong neighbor. Say neighbor, I may not know three things, I may not know two things, but one thing I know, Rally your head back and say, yeah, say, yeah, I know he's all right. I know he's all right. Is he all right? I don't care what you're going through. You won't burn up. You won't burn out. You won't bend. Come on, testify. Say, I won't burn up. I won't burn out. I will not bend. I will not break. I will not fall. Because the Lord upholds me with his right hand. Say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Is he all right? I say, is he all right? Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Yeah. Yeah. Say, yeah. 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 Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Say yes, Lord. I know you can. I know you will. Hallelujah. See, I love the fact that the bush was on fire, but it couldn't be burned. And the closer Moses got, the more he understood that the fire understood. I can't burn God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. If the fire understood that it couldn't burn God, the fire of your life, the trials in your life will realize that the God on the inside, that it can't touch that. It can't consume it. I wish I had somebody. You need to let your trials know. God, the creator, is on the inside, and you can't touch him, so you can't destroy me, because I'm in here, and he's in me. I'm in the trial, but the God of the trial is on the inside of me. I'm in the mess, but the God with a message for this message is on the inside. She is. Hallelujah. See, we're so into the bush burning. We're so into the fire. That's why some folks, oh, I got to go find the fire. I can't stay at Living Word. I can't stay at this church because I'm looking for somewhere that people going, you know, buck and jump all the time. And, you know, we get caught up in the fire. But it ain't the fire that you need to be caught up with. It's the bush. Because in the bush,